Around 50 people gathered in Duluth to speak their piece about the 34 live fire zones proposed for the Great Lakes. U.S. Coast Guard Lieutenant Rob Wyman says these exercises are necessary.
The reason the Coast Guard's doing this is because Homeland Security is our top priority. And in order to best provide for public safety and security, the men and women who patrol the Great Lakes have to be able to effectively train like they fight. They have to be able to conduct these training exercises in the environment in which they work.
Steve Farrell of Hermantown says he's keeping an open mind about the drills.
I suppose I was pretty surprised to think that we'd have to do this, but after a few minutes I realized it's got to be done. These times, there's no way of getting around it. We've got to be prepared.
Many who spoke agreed with Wisconsin Coastal Management member Bob Brown of Superior. He worries about lead pollution from the bullets used by the Coast Guard.
I find it ironic that it's hard for you to be able to go out and arrest somebody for polluting Lake Superior. So I find that hard to believe that we can say, don't do as I do as I say. I don't think that's an attitude that the Coast Guard should be taking.
The public comment period ends November 13th. In Superior, Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.